And I'm joined by the leader of the council, Chris Hossett. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Morning, Michelle. I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. And not too bad, thank you. And 2 weeks in a row speaking to you.
I know, it's like a bus. I'll come at once and then you won't see me for ages. So that's the way it is.
Right, so we've got a few things to catch up on. So if you want to actually touch on the COVID-19, we were talking about it last week. Yeah. There was a discovery of a variant in the CM13 area and there's been surge testing taking place. So how many tests have been done to date and how long is it going to continue for? And how are the people actually being contacted as well?
It's concluded. It finished on Wednesday.
Right.
We conducted about 9,500 tests in the CM13 postcode. I think I mentioned last week, it wasn't every household in CM13, but the majority. So we've been out there, first of all, with some, you know, strong support from some volunteer groups. We got out there on the doorstep, let people exactly know what was happening. And then we had a combination of doorstep testing and actually mobile unit testing as well. So that's how we've managed to get through pretty much 1,000 tests a day if you look at what's been happening.
Yeah.
So that's concluded. It was, you know, this element of a South African variant, as they call it. There seems to be a different variant coming out every week, and I hope that's not the case, but this one was identified. So we really just pulled together, worked with Essex County Council, our volunteers, got on the doorsteps, got the test and trace message out there, and 9,500 people tested. So we've covered everybody that we wanted to get tested in that particular geographic area.
Yeah.
So it's been a success without question. That's the headline, I suppose.
And the 9,500, is there so many of those that have the variant, or was it just nobody was showing the variant, or you don't know that yet?
I don't know what the full details were, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think there was a significant, if any, anybody else showing the variant. That's what we were looking for, to make sure that there wasn't a surge going to happen. So we did some surge, that was it, it was a whole surge testing exercise, and it looks like we're on top of it, and we're pretty comfortable that, you know, we're not as concerned as we were having done the tests, let's put it that way. So people really engage well with that. Over the last 10 days or so, and it's been a success,
yeah.
Hopefully we can move on from that one, and hopefully we don't hear about some other variant that comes out of the blue that we didn't hear of before.
Yeah.
But if it does, then we just react in the way we do and get on top of it.
Now, Brentwood Council have acquired 42.75 acres of Childreditch Industrial Park located off of the A127. So what's the plan with that?
So the plan's multiple really, but the sort of key reasons for making an acquisition like that is the council, by being a stakeholder in employment space, means we've got more control, if you like, probably not the right word, but more control, I'm just going to use it again, on maintaining employment space. And if we've got employment space, then we've got places where literally people can work. I know it sounds a bit silly, but what we don't want to be doing is losing employment space to developers or other projects that really take away work venues. So it really helps us protect our economy directly. It gives us a say in what we can do. It protects the tenants, the business tenants that are on there, because as a council, we're a socially responsible landlord. We're not there to, you know, to charge the maximum and have people looking at us say, well, if you're going to charge me that much, I'm going to move to Basildon or whatever. You know, we want to make sure that we can charge the rent at a rate where businesses will say, yeah, actually, Childreditch is a really good value money place to be, to remain. But also, if people want to come into Brentwood, again, we can offer them a really good value for money place to set up and do their business and employ people.
Yeah.
So there's a multiple load of reasons in all of that, but it's about being stakeholders in our own economy, protecting jobs, and creating employment space, Michelle, I suppose, in a nutshell, really.
Will there be any plans to actually develop on there or build more units or anything else, or is that something further down the line?
It will be down the line, but if you look at the overall site, as you say, it's a pretty big site, 47 acres, but if you look at the amount of roof space in there, i.e. the number of sheds, if you want to call it that, it's not fully utilised. So there is space on there.
Mm.
There is a piece of development land that comes with, so within the 47 acres there's a large parcel of land that is there to be developed, obviously subject to planning permission. So there is room for growth, and I know already in the last week a couple of people have come to me and said, oh, actually I'm looking for this or looking for that. So again, it helps it helps, I suppose, got to be careful how I say this, but the local authority is also the planning authority, because it means we get the right applications coming forward, and we have a joined up approach to who wants to come and set up in Childerditch, but also making sure they set up in a way that's compliant with our planning policy as well.
Yeah.
So it just joins it all together, and instead of a potential employer, if you like, coming and talking to a landlord about one element of it and then having to come to the local planning authority, you're talking to the same thing in one, if you like, which makes the whole thing a lot easier from an investment point of view and a setup point of view.
Now, you've also received just over £13,500, which is a grant funding from Thames Chase Trust for 6,000 new trees, which is under the Trees for Climate scheme. I love trees, Chris, by the way. I love walking around in Worley. I actually hug trees. Do you know that?
Do you?
I do. When you're walking through the forest or walking by trees, they seem to give off like a positive energy. I must be sounding like a maniac, but that's how I feel.
I was watching Countryfile as a bit, which my sort of Sunday evening wide down, and somebody was talking about that. Actually, when you're in a forest, there's some sort of, I don't know, pheromones, whatever you call it, that get let off by the trees, and it literally chills you out.
Yeah.
So it's actually absolutely a scientific fact, or a scientific basis to what you just said, so I'm totally with that.
Oh, good.
Probably not pheromones, but anyway, I couldn't think of the right word. But anyway, you're quite right. In fact, we've secured, combined, we've got a portion of the cash from Thames Chase that we joined up with last year, about £13,500. We've also got another approximately £13,500, I think, from Essex on another tree planting scheme. So we've got about £26,000 in total. So we're going to be able to plant in the coming... Actually, I really want to get some volunteers out if we could, but of course we're restricted still by COVID at the moment. Mm. But we want to get 6,000 trees in the ground over the next month or two. And we're doing it in four different locations. St Faith's Hospital site down the London Road, over at Childerditch. There's a small parcel of land at the bottom of Hatch Road that we're going to do as well, and also over at Magpie Lane. So it's about 3 hectares of land that we're going to put 6,000 trees into the ground on.
Yeah.
So it's all good, but I want to do more. And I've set out in our ambitions as a council that not only do we want to reduce carbon emissions, but we want to absorb carbon emissions, and planting trees is the best way to absorb CO2. And this is just our start. You know, nobody's ever talked really before about tree planting at that sort of scale in Brentwood. Yeah, that's what we want to do, and it's a first step. You know, there's a massive ambition across Essex to plant, you know, several million trees, I think it is.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, if we all pull together as districts across Essex and put a few thousand here and there, we'll start progressing towards that objective. Yeah, I mean, since we spoke, I think since we spoke last week, I lose track of time, but yeah, we went through our budget setting process. We know the Chancellor did all his, so it's like the Chancellor's budget in micro, really, here in Brentwood. So just a couple of headlines, really, that have come out of it. The main headline is we're not going to put council tax up this year.
Yeah.
You know, we know people have been through a tough time, and we don't want to add to their financial burden. You know, people are struggling enough.
Mm.
And, you know, it's in material terms, it's not significant, but actually in principle terms, saying we're not going to put tax up is a really strong statement that we really felt we needed to make to encourage the community and know that we're trying to support them as best we can.
Yeah.
So there's a significant investment going on into our Protecting Our Environment initiative. We just touched on that. We still need to put money into our housing and regeneration, and we're doing that. We want to plan. We want to get about 300 homes constructed in the next few years, frankly. We've got a planning application in for about 60 of them at the moment over in Hutton. And we've had to make some other difficult choices as well. You know, there's big debate going on at the moment about public sector pay increases. They've been pretty much frozen or minimal, and, you know, we've had to look very carefully at that. So we're not going to, at this point in time, while a lot of people are struggling, losing their jobs, wages are being cut, we didn't feel it was the right thing to do at this point in time for the council to be announcing that we put salaries up by a percentage, because, you know, we are all in this together, and the council employees get that. They've worked blooming hard over the last year, and they still understand that we're in a society and a community that's really hard hit. So fair play to them. Not only are they working hard, but they're, you know, appreciating or empathising, if you like, with the state of the community at this time and a lot of the financial difficulties that people are under.
Yes.
So it was a tricky budget, but I've tried to do all the right things to demonstrate the council's there to be supportive. And of course, the other way in which we're being supportive is pump priming the local economy as best we can. and you just touched on it, is doing, you know, we know a lot of people switched to online retail in the last, well, they were doing it for years, but much more heavily in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
So therefore, we want to support that. So we want to get platforms up and running that people can use, where you can get the high street online if people are still uncomfortable about going into shops. And then that leads nicely, I suppose, into your Click It Local thing, which we've spent £20,000 on investing in a platform that effectively is an Amazon, but for Brentwood and Shenfield and Ingatestone and other business high streets.
Mm.
So people can get on there, order their goods from a local retailer, put it in the basket. In fact, they can put different things from different retailers into the basket. And if they really want to, for a small fee, they can get those goods delivered as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, better than it coming from a warehouse in Northamptonshire or something. It actually comes from a shop in your community. So
fantastic idea.
And, you know, it's a really good platform, Click It Local. It's not massively out there in the UK now, and we're one of the early adopters of it, and will be. But that's the principle of it, and there's much more to follow on that. It gets launched, actually, on the 9th of March.
Yes.
Which is next Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, Tuesday, yeah.
And we've already got some great local names on the on there already. Places like the Olive Branch, the Brentwood Brewing Company, the Greenhouse, all these local businesses, Woodland Cafe, that we know and love in Brentwood and the surrounding areas. Yes. They've already signed up, so this is really good stuff. Sincerely Yours are on there.
Mm.
Brentwood Kitchen. Yeah, all these are just local. They're local names, but they're household names locally. And we just want to, it just gives them another dimension to keep customers spending money with them, because that's what's going to be critical as we go into the phase. So,
and Mother's Day as well, that's a big date coming up. So if you go onto the website, which will be ready on Tuesday, is all the W's, clickitlocal.co.uk/Brentwood. And that's great. You can put as many things in the basket, order the gets delivered. And it's, you know, you're supporting local business. It's an amazing idea.
It's a great one, isn't it? Because you can get your flowers, your card and your chocolates from three different local, you know, local businesses, and put them all in the one basket, get them delivered to your mother if you want to. And that's good. And if businesses are listening, and they, you know, we talked about how customers can use it, but if businesses want to get involved and sign up to Click It Local, if they email hello@clickitlocal.co.uk, then their inquiry will be picked up on, and we'll get them set up.